Thank you very much, Chair. Distinguished colleagues, the work of this final session not only is important to fulfill the mandate of the General Assembly, it's also critical to further the implementation, of course, of the Sendai Framework and the SDGs, five of whose indicators will be taken directly from the outcomes of the work this group is doing. And ultimately, it's of course critical to measure our progress in reducing disaster risk. It is therefore incumbent on us, in the continuing strong spirit of cooperation, to deliver global indicators that are based on sound technical knowledge, are simple, specific, measurable, and attainable, and to adopt terminology that furthers a common understanding, cooperation, and action among ultimately those individuals, governments that will be implementing. Yesterday, during our informal consultations, we received a detailed account of the important work undertaken during the intersessional period, laying the foundations for our work this week. A number of questions have emerged that deserve further discussion in the coming days in order for us to reach consensus. Also, the work of the intersessional period has highlighted a number of actions which are critical to enable the use of the indicators, which will be adopted by the OIEWG and the monitoring and review of the Sendai Framework, including its synergy with the monitoring system of the SDGs. These include countries' data readiness reviews, the definition of baselines, the launching of the global monitoring tool, the Sendai Framework Monitor, and its connection with the SDGs monitoring system, and the further technical guidance which needs to be prepared in support of countries that will be implementing. We at UNISDR will do whatever we can to support you, Mr. Chair, and this working group during this critical home stretch period and in the follow-up to the implementation of the working group's deliberations. I'd also like to express my strong appreciation to the governments of Switzerland and Germany for their generous support for the travel of experts from developing countries in line with the call of the General Assembly resolution which established this working group. And finally, I'd like to remind participants that the MICTA member states of Mexico, Indonesia, the Republic of Korea, Turkey, and Australia have organized what I think will be a very interesting side event at lunch today entitled Accelerating Implementation of the Sendai Framework from Sendai to Cancun. It will be an important opportunity to further our understanding on the important questions to be addressed during this week and beyond. The event begins at 1:15 in this room, and a light lunch will be served prior to that, just outside of the meeting room. So I hope you're able to attend and participate in that session. So in conclusion, a lot of work ahead, but good reason for optimism given the spirit that has been maintained from the outset through to our meetings this week. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.